Item 17, consider authorizing the attendance of the board. 17A is the SACRS Board of Directors and Program Committee meetings, August 30, 31, 2021. So this is closed to the public, so max of four on this item, right? This is Brown Act sensitive.
Actually, this is pretty much for me, but it has to be formally approved by the board.
I'll move the item for David to go, but I do have a question about the SACRS conference that's going on right now. I tried to find yesterday's, because I was in a Board of Supervisors meeting all day, recording of what happened yesterday. Is it supposed to be posted and available for us to watch?
The conference?
Yeah.
We brought that up in planning meetings, and they are looking at doing a hybrid, so it wouldn't be having the luxury of being able to see all of the discussions recorded and view at whatever time is at your convenience.
Okay. You know, I thought we were able to do remotely, which is why I signed up, even though it conflicted with the board meeting today. But anyway, okay.
I apologize, Candace. Were you talking about the fall conference?
I'm talking about the one that's going on right now.
Yeah. Yes. I'm waiting for that email also, because in the past we would get emails as participants saying this is how you sign up to view. I'll find out for you.
I digress. My motion still stands. You can go to your conference.
Did somebody second that motion?
Well, but I liked it last time when you said Louis II. So I think we should.
Louis II. You seconding it, Louis?
And I thought that works really well. So let's.
If Louis doesn't, I will.
All right.
It probably sounds better than Donnie the First.
Yeah, John. Louis was quiet. So we're going to give John the second. All right. On the motion to send David somewhere on August 30, 31. To the SACRS Board of Directors. Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Louis. Aye. I think he's muted, but he's aye.
Muted.
Give me a thumbs up.
He's saying aye.
Yeah, aye. Aye for an aye. McDonald.
Aye.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, Richard. All right. Motion carries 9-0 for that momentous trip for David. All right. Item B, this is the NCPERS Financial Actuarial Legislative and Legal. That's a mouthful. Conference, September 26, 28 in Scottsdale. Close to the public. So there's a max of four on this one.
I got a question on this one. Looking at the agenda, on Monday and Tuesday, they both got financial, legislative, and legal. Now, is both days different? Because they do three sessions on Monday, three sessions on Tuesday. Now, the sessions on Tuesday different than Mondays? Because I'd like to go, but I'm just trying to figure out if it's the same thing 2 days.
I'm not aware of that, but we can get further clarification if you're interested in attending.
Yeah, I'm interested in it, but I was just trying to figure out, because I pulled up their website and they don't really explain if it's the same or different.
So we got one so far. Anyway, two, David's got his hand up. Anybody else interested, subject to refinement and understanding the agenda better and so forth? Doesn't look like it. So how about a motion for two?
Motion for two.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. Send two to NCPERS, subject to people figuring out the agenda and what looks good.
Scott,
it might
just want to observe that they overlap on the 28th. That is B and C. So if somebody wants to go to both, there's a conflict.
Well, right, but the CalPERS is virtual. And so that was my question to Gail. If the material or the sessions are going to be recorded for us to view later, or is it only in real time?
I don't recall on that caliper session if it's being recorded offhand or not. I can let you know.
Well, at present, we're only authorizing by this motion up to two on B. So you can opt out, obviously, and not go. And if Calipers is not going to have a podcast available or whatever, and you want to do it. So it's not a decision anybody that needs to make today, but it's nice to have the option. All right. So the motion's for two. So on the motion on NC PERS, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
All right. That carries unanimously. All right. Item C. This is the CalPERS Principles of Pension Governance, September 28th, 30th. This is a virtual conference to be determined whether or not it'll be allowed time shifted viewing. So with that caveat in mind, what's the interest level? David, Candace?
Let me throw my hat in.
So David, John, Candace, did you have your hand up as well on this one? No. Okay. Your little yellow thing came on. And Rusty, right? So three, David, Rusty, and John.
I thought I saw four. Okay. I'll move three.
All right.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded for three to the CalPERS Governance for Trustees Conference.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I was just, put me in. I'm not sure. Let's approve four. I'm still trying to look at my calendar. And
I'll amend my motion. I'll move four.
Okay, thank you.
Second accepts, I assume?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, so it's moved and seconded for up to four. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Watts.
Aye.
And Powell.
Aye.
All right, carries unanimously. Thank you. And last but not least, item D, Public Funds Forum, Value Edge Advisors, October 26, 28, San Diego. This is in person, I believe. Those of the public, max of four on this one under the Brown Act. If anyone is interested, I should say.
I would like to say there's a conflict with SSR board meeting with this.
Yes, there is. I'm sorry. It's noted. I should have said that. Yes, there is a conflict.
So I'm not going to go to it, but I would encourage others to do so. I think this is a great conference. Gail has been to it before, I believe, and others on our board. And so usually the content is very rich and very educational.
So what you're saying then, Dr. McDonald, is that you're not expendable, but all the other board members are.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm saying that I'm vice chair, and I think I have more of an obligation to be at our meeting in person, in the event that Chairman Gordon gets a cold or something, you know.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, it hits you in my giddy up. One thing to note is, and we're still trying to sort through it, I don't know what the state of play for us in terms of board meetings is going to be in October, whether we're going to be in a hybrid format, physical only, virtual, none of the above. I don't know. So there's a potential. I'm just saying that there might be a workaround on the conflict, but I don't have any
idea on that, Gail, or are we going to be in person in October?
Yeah.
Right now, unless legislation passes, and Karen can probably respond better, but I don't see Karen, but we're allowed to continue under the emergency order through September 30th.
Right.
And so unless the governor issues a new executive order or we have a change in legislation, we will be required to comply with the Brown Act, but we could come up with policies as long as the majority of the board is present, and that's what we're doing with the Board of Supervisors right now, particularly with a lot of the committees and commissions we have. We're trying to figure out what does the hybrid look like, which under the real Brown Act, we would have to have a majority of the commissioners present in one location. Right. And under the old Brown Act, you know, identify where everyone is by address, make it open to the public, et cetera. But Karen can give you the real update. That's just what we're doing.
Yes, that's correct. At this point in time, the suspension of some of the Brown Act requirements will expire. And so in October, unless something changes, there's a different executive order or urgency legislation, we would have to revert back to the pre-COVID Brown Act ability to teleconference in, which if trustees do teleconference in, their location has to be made available to the public. An agenda is posted. And I know some systems are going around that by allowing trustees to sit in a different room in the building where the retirement system is and make that available to the public as opposed to doing that from their homes.
Yeah, lots of options potentially, and a lot of drama left to play out on this. So I'm just suggesting what appears to be state of the world now may not be the state of the world then in terms of what our options are. But you know.
Well, and I will note I can't recall which county is starting to encourage masking again because of the variant that's out there. So we'll see. I haven't heard anything from our health officer as to us requiring a change in our county health order, but he did call an early morning briefing tomorrow, which is never a good sign. that there's something to be concerned about. So who knows? I mean, again, all bets are off.
Agreed. So is there any interest in this item notwithstanding? So Rusty, okay. We got one. We got a taker.
I'm interested if there the Sacera meeting is remote. So yeah, I'll go ahead and say yes, but okay, we'll see how it goes.
All right. So McDonald and Watts so far. Anybody else? Seeing none?
I'll move to.
Move to? Second?
Second.
Third? Yeah. All right. So on the motion for two, Anderson.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon, aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
And Powell?
Aye.